Du fikk Adele her på P3, Someone Like You. Og nå så er jeg så heldig at jeg har selveste Ed Sheeran i studio. Welcome, Ed.
Hello.
Thanks for taking time to visit us.
Thanks for having me. And thanks for all the support on A-Team.
Like, yeah.
You were pretty much the only people outside of the UK to play it from way back when, so thank you.
No problem. I think it's a great song, and your schedule, it seems kind of busy these days.
Yeah, it's a good schedule though. I'm getting to travel the world and earn a living, so it's nice.
But what's your first impression of Norway?
I've only been here a couple of hours, and to be honest, I fell asleep. But it seems very similar to England weather-wise.
You think?
Yeah. Because I left England and it was kind of like grey and rainy, and I came to Norway and it was the same. So it's nice. Feels like home.
Yeah, and congratulations on your Q Award.
Thank you.
For deg som ikke vet det, så det sånn at Ed Sheeran vant Q Award for Best Breakthrough Artist.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel?
You know what, it was a really, really nice ceremony. I kind of got to sit amongst a load of my heroes and just, yeah, it was really cool. I got some really good advice from Chris Martin from Coldplay. He kind of sat me down and chatted to me for a bit, and he was a lovely chap. And yeah, it was a wicked award show.
Yeah, because I heard you really like Coldplay.
Coldplay, great, yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering, because I've been following you for a long, long time, like way before all these big things. When did you decide to go for the music and the music only?
Around 16, I dropped out of school and moved up to London onto sofas, and that's kind of when I started doing the hard graft of gigs and releasing EPs and stuff. But it started going well last year, which was good.
Yeah, and you're only 20 years old now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How have things changed from 16 when you went to London until now?
I feel like when I was 16, I wasn't ready, and I had to take 4 years of experience and work to become ready. So I think now is the right time.
Yeah, and I heard you sold like 600,000 copies of the A-Team.
700 now, yeah.
That's so much, and I hear you're still living on a sofa. What's up with that?
I found a flat. I'm moving into the flat in about a month. I've just been on tour since May, so I haven't really had any time to look for anywhere.
Okay.
And throughout that whole time, A-Team was kind of blowing up, and I didn't really have time to kind of look for a flat, so yeah.
Så da vet du det, at du trenger bare å selge sånn cirka 700,000 kopier av en singel for at du skal få råd til en leilighet å bo I.